Hello, and welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Timorelli, licensed clinical nutritionist, and what I want to talk about today is a subject that far too frequently people don't want to discuss, don't want to think about, and I'm here to tell you the reasons why it's important for you to consider. And I'll be giving you some very helpful information with regard to nutrition, but I will also be giving you some eye-opening information about testing. And what I'm going to be talking about today is colonoscopies, the dreaded colonoscopy. Okay, it's very, very interesting because, unfortunately, the typical test that's recommended by your gastroenterologist, pretty much for anybody over the age of, let's say, 55, is an uncomfortable test, to say the least, and involving an invasive procedure, involving an anesthetic, and very, very, I'm going to say to an extent it is traumatic. And what I have to talk about today is something that will ease your mind and relieve your discomfort. I want to talk about the reasons why so many doctors recommend colonoscopy. It is the second most significant killer of men and women in the United States. It's very difficult in the most early stages to detect colon cancer because there typically would be no significant signs. And if you detect this cancer at an early enough stage, very, very curable. That there are treatments that actually provide a complete eradication of the cancer. But when there are interferences where you don't make your colonoscopy appointment, then the disease progresses to a more significant stage. And at that stage, the ability of our current treatments to overcome the problem, that possibility is reduced. Okay, so what do you need to know about your risks of colon cancer? Are you a smoker? Are you significantly overweight into the obese category? Do you have type 2 diabetes? And then there are certain ethnic backgrounds that are at greater risk. African Americans are at greater risk, and Eastern European Jews, higher rates or higher risk of colon cancer. Maybe you're over the age of 50. Possibly your lifestyle is very much lacking in activity. Maybe in the past you've had polyps or you've dealt with IBS, colitis. Certainly you could say that you have a very sensitive digestive system, that your digestive system is hyper-reactive to the foods that you consume. Maybe you have a family history. And possibly, if you have a diet that's very high in processed foods, particularly processed meats, and possibly even a diet high in red meat, very interesting that's one of the risk factors, and my interpretation of that is your exposure to antibiotics, which is not on the list of risk factors in front of me, but if you have overused antibiotics and significantly changed the background chemistry in your intestines and colon, then the possibility of dysfunction is much higher. The longer that dysfunction goes on, the higher your risk of colon cancer. And you, what you want to do is just make sure that you've got all of the information you need to have. And suppose I told you that there was a blood test. Now, I'm not saying that this blood test totally takes the place of a colonoscopy, but it will give you very much better insight into the health of your entire digestive tract, particularly your colon, and will assess your risk. And possibly, if you're at a very, very high current risk based on the response to your blood test, it's very possible that you should certainly follow up and make an appointment for a colonoscopy. And when I get to the end of this segment, I will tell you a little bit about what some options might be rather than the typical colonoscopy. Okay, what I'm talking about is early detection here, and this is as simple as a blood test, as I mentioned. There's no fasting, no dietary restrictions, no consumption of those absolutely horrible colonoscopy preparation formulas that are so horrible to the palate. There's no need to gather specimens, stool specimens. This is simply a blood test. And what's the name of it? ColonSentry. So here's another bit of information to make you interested in deciding to have this ColonSentry blood test. Colon cancer survival rate, when the colon cancer has been designated as stage 4, there's a very much lower survival rate. However, with early detection through a simple blood test, early stage diagnosis, and you're going to evaluate your risk so that you can follow up with proper further testing. Early stage diagnosis, you're going to find, has a 90% survival rate when you have early stage diagnosis. Okay, colon cancer is the cells lining the colon divide very, very rapidly and can create those polyps. And you can refer to them as polyps. You could refer to them as small tumors. And I'm going to step out of the mainstream medical position now by saying, in my opinion, there is research that is showing that polyps can come and go. So if you improve your diet, if you have any of the risk factors that I just went through a few minutes ago, if you have any of those risk factors and you improve your diet, you significantly increase your vegetable intake. You very, very much have an awareness of the fiber content in your diet. You reduce the amount of processed food, of processed meat, and particularly commercial red meat. The commercial red meat, as I mentioned, has the antibiotics, has the hormones that may very well create a problem for your digestive tract. So if you change your diet, if you raise that fiber content, remember, 30 to 35 grams of fiber a day helps to keep the colonoscopy at bay. All right, so here you have a non-invasive blood test. The polyps that may increase your risk of developing colon cancer are not identifiable with this blood test. However, the blood test will show you where your risk category is. And if your risk category is beyond a certain average point, that would mean that you'd have to follow up with further testing. But if you have a very, very low risk of developing a colon cancer, then you might, again, keep focused on high fiber diet, high good quality water intake, exercise, using the kinds of supplements that I'll talk about in a little bit, that would minimize the possibility of developing those benign tumors. The benign tumors that are identified on your colonoscopy as a polyp. And remember, in my opinion, those polyps can come and go based on the quality of your diet. So the test that you are hearing about right now is called ColonSentry. And you can get this blood test very, very simply. You can contact us here at naturaldocradio.com. You can find out about this test at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. They will give you the information that you need with regard to the details about the ColonSentry test. And the ColonSentry test will just simply tell you if you have a higher than average risk for developing colon cancer. Your level of risk is very, very clearly defined, and the recommendation, if once you have your test reviewed by your health practitioner, then you will know where you stand, what you need to do to move forward. Now, I told you that there is the possibility that you would not have to have the standard colonoscopy. Very, very interesting, but there is now available a swallowable camera, swallowable, in that you swallow this little pellet that has a camera, and the camera moves through your entire digestive tract, giving your healthcare practitioner all kinds of very, very detailed information about the quality of your digestive system function. Now, I told you that I would talk to you about the supplements that would be so very helpful if you have been found to have not an above average risk, but possibly a developing risk of colon cancer. Well, I told you about the fiber, 30 to 35 grams of fiber a day, very, very helpful for stimulating the muscle contractions of your intestines and colon and supporting that background chemistry that minimizes the possibility of developing those benign little tumors that are known as polyps. If you take your vitamin D on a regular basis, you're doing so much to protect the health of your colon. Calcium, critically important to maintain proper colon chemistry. And in order to metabolize that calcium properly, you need vitamin D. You need magnesium. So here are three very readily available, very affordable, very simple substances that you can use on a regular basis to minimize the possibility that you are at risk of developing colon cancer. The vitamin D, as I said, is not only important for the ability to metabolize calcium, but crucially important for supporting the formation of the different types of white blood cells that are going to be the immune system response that you need to prevent abnormal cells from proliferating. So now you have it. Just three substances to make sure that you have supplementally all through the day, all through your days on a regular basis, vitamin D. And the suggestion would be, based on your vitamin D level, that you can also have a blood test, very, very simple blood test that will give you your vitamin D level. The vitamin D level between 30 and 100, and your goal is 60 to 80. If you have any risk factors, possibly a family history of different types of cancer, you'd want to keep that vitamin D level at around 80, possibly even higher. The vitamin D, the calcium, and you want very high quality forms of calcium, not necessarily calcium carbonate, and some magnesium to balance that calcium. And again, high quality chelated forms of magnesium, not magnesium oxide. So remember to read the very small print on your supplements to make sure that you're getting the quality minerals that you need. And when you're looking at the vitamin D, you need to be looking for vitamin D3. The dose between 2,500, 5,000, in certain cases of deficiency, up to 10,000 international units of vitamin D a day. And remember the fiber. Remember the vegetables. All of those very, very important, very helpful for reducing your risk, and you can evaluate your risk with ColonCentry. And that's the information for today. I'm Janet Cimarelli. You've been listening to NaturalDocRadio.com.